Harold, now that growers have had the emergency declaration for almost a month on the bactericides, can you give us an update on what you're seeing as far as how much acreage growers are using it on and the variation you're seeing and how many applications per year?
At this point, it's a little bit early to have any statistics, but we're talking with a lot of growers that are really right now making their plans and putting the first treatments out. What we're hearing is that growers are selecting among their acreage those blocks that they want to give first attention to, and in many cases have already put that first application out. So I think as we move into the summer, we'll have a little bit better idea of just how widely growers are putting these materials into the field.
Okay, are you seeing some variation in how many applications growers plan to put out?
Yes, the options are pretty varied, and we knew as we put this packet together that the field use patterns that are available to growers offer a lot of opportunities. So many growers are trying to assess what they've learned from the previous field work by the registrants and coming up with their own plans for the season. Some have chosen one set of applications that they're going to follow, while others are looking at maybe several different sets of treatments and different blocks to kind of further understand how best to use these materials.
What's the maximum number of applications a grower can do per year?
The crisis exemption allows for up to three applications of streptomycin, that is the firewall, and in the case of Fireline, the oxytetracycline product that can put up to three applications out of that material. And with MycoShield, another oxytetracycline product, they can put up to eight applications out. And just to be clear, the total number of applications of the oxytetracycline can't exceed eight, whether you use three of the Fireline and five of MycoShield or some other combination. But the limit on Fireline is three, and the total limit for MycoShield is eight.
How is the availability of these products? Can growers get their hands on all three of them as far as what you're seeing?
Right now it appears that availability is there. Not all suppliers have all three products as far as I'm hearing, but that's changing as the full stream of delivery materials is advancing. So I think right now if growers want to find material, they can find it.
And I understand CRDF is working on putting together some instructions for growers who are using the bactericides as far as how they can collect data on it and other such items. Can you speak about that?
Yes, just real briefly, as soon as the materials were announced in their availability, some of the growers came to us and said we plan to do some field trials so that we can better understand the benefit of the plans that we've chosen for this year. And so they asked us, if we're going to do a field trial, what are the ways to set this up and what should we measure and how much time will that take and so on. And so having worked with several groups now, we're trying to summarize this in a document that'll be useful for any growers who want to do other than obviously, you can put the treatments out and look at the block you put it in compared to an adjacent block and just say this block looks better than the other. But these instructions and background information that will be available, we hope within the next week or so, will allow growers to set up some comparative trials and do some simple measurements so that at the end of the season, obviously, they'll be able to have some numbers to compare treated with untreated blocks, and maybe to compare a treatment plan that has four or five applications versus a different treatment plan they've tried on other blocks. So we're trying to capture the best information available and help growers who want to get out there and learn more about how effective these materials are being for them.
So when this document is complete, will it be on your website?
Yes, and right now there's a general document on our website that says if you're evaluating whether it's nutrition or plant growth regulators or whatever, these are some of the protocols that CRDF is using in our field experiments. This one will be a little more detailed, have a little more information, and it will be on our website. We'll try to get it out to the other organizations so they can help get the word out as well. Yes.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to share on the state of the bactericide use?
Well, I think the real challenge for all of us is we wanted to get these materials as quickly as possible, and we've been successful in that, and so there are a lot of unanswered questions. The more we learn this season, the better we'll be prepared to use them in the next season, and so we're strongly encouraging growers that want to keep information to do so that we can all learn and share that information. And as always, we just need to remind growers that they need to follow very closely the instructions that are provided with the Commissioner of Agriculture's declaration.
Any updates on the Section 18 approval from EPA?
Only that the EPA continues to look at the details and to hopefully get to a point of completion of their analysis so they can issue the Section 18. And we would expect with that some maybe very minor tweaks to the labels that are currently available, but also some guidance on what they would like to see us collect in the way of data this year. But as always, no firm date at this point of when that might happen.
Okay, thank you.